It's just politics.
Just politics.
Just politics. Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
A biscuit, Rick. A lump of sugar. It's our Tea Party update edition of It's Just Politics.
You know, Zoe, I think this classic quote from Maxwell Smart kind of sums up this past week for the Tea Party in Michigan.
Missed it by that much.
A Tea Party insurgency at last week's state Republican convention came very close to unseating incumbent Michigan Republican Party chairman Bobby Shostak.
For whatever reason, Shostak has never been able to convince a wide swath of the Tea Party that he's one of them.
And Governor Rick Snyder once again bucked the Tea Party to back the Medicaid expansion. That's an optional part of Obamacare. The state would get federal money to add hundreds of thousands of people to Medicaid. It's part of his budget.
Which he's still trying to sell. But this week, the State House Republican leadership did something that for the last 2 years was unthinkable. It passed legislation with a majority made up of more Democrats than Republicans.
29 House Republicans sort of nervously brushed off a full-throttle Tea Party effort to reject federal funds, to set up a partnership online exchange, Michigan and the federal government, to sell health insurance, another big part of Obamacare.
There was a big push, emails, phone calls, frantic Facebook shoutouts to stop this, warning lawmakers that this is a scorecard vote, a measure of ideological purity. And the Tea Party lost this one. 49 Democrats voted for it. 30 Republicans voted against it.
Missed it by that much.
And this is a big deal. In Lansing, in the State House, in the last session, the rule was nothing moved unless a majority of Republicans were for it. On this vote, the majority was 49 Democrats, 29 Republicans. It's a world
or a house
turned upside down.
And Rick, I'm wondering if this is just a new reality in Republican politics. Republican elected officials telling their Tea Partiers to, hey, settle down, not to worry so much.
Last year, chambers of commerce, local business people went to their Republican legislators and asked them to support a new international bridge in Detroit, to support a state-run health insurance exchange, and were told basically, I love my businesses, but I fear my Tea Party. Now, these same Republicans are saying to their Tea Partiers, we need to be practical.
Exactly. Here's State Representative Mike Shirky right after the vote on using that federal money for health care exchanges.
There are ways to approach this to assert Michigan's rights and try to make chicken soup out of chicken poop.
Now, Mike Shirky is no rhino.
I.e. a Republican in name only.
Correct. He is a conservative, by any definition of conservative, ardently, stridently even pro-life. Anti-tax. He is a Tea Party hero. This is the guy who sponsored a right-to-work bill while Governor Snyder was still trying to keep it off his agenda.
So Michigan legislators with gilded Tea Party bona fides are showing some independence.
The Tea Party and Republicans are confronting the tensions that come with being part of a political coalition. You don't want to give up on your beliefs, your principles, but you have to sometimes for at least some of those principles to prevail.
And we're seeing this nationally. I'm thinking like the fight between the Tea Party and once and maybe future Republican oracle Karl Rove.
Rove says Republicans need to move back toward the center if they're going to choose those candidates who can win.
In the not-so-distant past, the Tea Party was able to have it both ways. In 2010, the conservative candidate won in most cases.
After the Democratic wave in 2008, 2012 was a mixed bag for Republicans and Democrats in Michigan.
So in 2013, and looking ahead to elections in 2014, we seem to have returned to a more complex political reality, which is a big part of what makes the game of politics so much fun for people like us.
Indeed. We'll be looking at these votes in the legislature on health insurance exchanges, the Medicaid expansion, also gas taxes and road funding as barometers of how the Republican political class now views the demands of the Tea Party compared to their future political prospects.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident politicaljunkie@michiganradio.com.